You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. What is in your mug today? What are you sipping on? I want to know what hot summer drink you sipping on and where you getting it from. So quite literally, give me the tea. I do not have a mug today. I have a glass because we are sipping on a golden caramel Nespresso pod. It is just a plain, regular, schmegula, degula coffee pod. And that's okay because there are days where we need regular, schmegula, degula things because the regular, schmegula, degula things matter for how we're building and what we're building in life. Okay. So never be ashamed, afraid to operate in the regular schmegula degula. I talked to so many amazing women who feel a way that their lives are just quotation mark regular schmegula degula, like don't really feel like much is going on. And they use that as a measure of success. If that's you today, don't use it as a measure of success. It is necessary for your journey. It's part of getting you to success. You can't get to the big things if you don't master the everyday things in between. There are skills that come with mastering the everyday things. Do you know that feeling of excitement that you get when you first upgrade your phone software and you learn everything that it could do? First of all, you're like, yes, the old version of my phone could never, honey. Immediately, when you get a walkthrough of the upgrades, you become open to all the possibilities that have just become available to you based on a software upgrade. And I know this is considered an old phone thing now, but remember when portrait mode first came out and you was like, what? My phone could do this without me having to use some extra software to blur the background? And then when you found out that you could also do that, like, because you also have video, like portrait video, you was like, oh baby, period. Yes, we in business now. Yes, remember that? It was a lot of fun discovering all the new things that your phone can do. And it still is a lot of fun, right? The purpose of an upgrade is to enhance the quality and the performance of a thing. So if we are applying this to our lives, when we experience an upgrade, we should, in theory, be living a better quality of life. And that should, in theory, allow us to perform at a greater capacity than our last season. So when God brings you through a thing and you get a breakthrough or you get to the other side or that thing that you've been wanting and praying for years has finally happened, your capacity has to also increase to accommodate the upgrade that you see it. You want it. But sometimes we stay stuck in hard seasons because we just refuse to upgrade. Like you ever met that person who just like refuses to clear space on their phone? They don't want to do no app audit and delete old apps or delete old pictures or whatever to make room for fresh content. No. And you be like, trust me, it's so good. Look at what you can do. Like, it's dope. All you got to do is like delete some of that old stuff. You just got to let it go first. They be like, I ain't got time for that right now. Or nah, I don't really feel like figuring out how to transfer my pictures and my videos to the cloud, or literally any other excuse under the sun that they might come up with. You know that person I'm talking about because you got them in your friend group. Whatever the case is, they just refuse to upgrade because they think it's going to be hard to do or because it requires more work than what they're willing to put in for a better functioning phone. That's what it's like when people ignore the pull to upgrade this very simple, easy to access thing that could literally change their future. And the very simple thing, the very simple upgrade that would build crazy momentum is your emotional intelligence. It's heavily underestimated, and people refuse to clear out old habits, old patterns, old behaviors, old narratives that no longer serve them so that they could upgrade their relationship, their career, themselves, essentially your life. Hey, hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today. So we talk a lot about being unstoppable and committing to your goals on the podcast. And we can't actually advance in life if we don't prioritize our emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is going to give you an advantage in so many different areas. If you are a small business owner or you work in like a marketing company or any type of relationship, it's going to give you an advantage in your marketing. It's going to give you an advantage in your relationships and in literally every aspect of your life. Why? Because you learn to manage your emotions when somebody pisses you off. And it really is that simple. Like, you learn to manage your emotions when somebody pisses you off. You learn to read social cues to understand what people want and give it to them. And you learn not only what they need, but how to communicate what you need as well. I mean, obviously, I'm laughing because yes, you learn how to manage your emotions when somebody pisses you off, but it's all these other great things that are included in emotional intelligence. And so you can do the research on your own, but there is extensive research on how emotional intelligence upgrades your life. I'm going to share a couple of ways that it upgrades your life here. Example, people with a higher EQ or emotional intelligence tend to be top performers and high income earners in the workplace because they can navigate conflict better. Remember, I told you control yourself when somebody pisses you off. Yes. So literally a higher EQ equals a lot of times top performers and higher income. They make better leaders because they create productive, healthier work environments. Remember, like understanding the needs of the people. They have deeper, more meaningful relationships because they're great at building and sustaining relationships with their forms of communication. They're better decision makers because they can effectively evaluate their options without experiencing the emotional overload. Or if they do experience the emotional overload, they know how to navigate through the weeds of that. They're in better shape physically because they can manage their stress and their emotions well. And literally the list goes on and on and on and on. So you might be asking, okay, I've heard about emotional intelligence. I've heard people talk about it. I hear therapists talk about it. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe this is your first time. What is emotional intelligence? I'm going to insert a graphic somewhere over here or over here to tell you exactly what emotional intelligence is. But very simply put, emotional intelligence is about your ability to understand your own emotions, to understand other people's emotions and to build connections using the skills that you can only get from having a high level of emotional intelligence. And some of those skills are like conflict resolution, if you are an empathetic person, if you have great emotional regulation skills, effective communication, and again, the list goes on and on and on. So diving a bit deeper, emotional intelligence is really about these four concepts that I'm going to put somewhere up here. And if you're listening to this episode, don't worry, I'm about to tell you what the four concepts are. It is self-awareness, self-regulation, social awareness, and managing your relationships. So self-awareness, this one is always really funny because if you ask the average person if they're self-aware, they're going to be like, yes, girl, I be knowing. Therapists can tell, you know, who's maybe actually really self-aware versus who's just kind of talking and believes that they're self-aware. And so it's always funny when you ask people that question because research shows that 95% of people believe that they're self-aware, but in reality, only 10 to 15% of people are actually self-aware. And I'll link the article below in the show notes and underneath this video if anybody is interested in checking that out. But if you have a high EQ and we're in the self-awareness category, you are aware of your values, your passion, your dreams, your aspirations, all the things that we kind of talk about on this podcast, that's internal self-awareness. You should also have an accurate understanding of how other people see you. So that's external self-awareness. So internal values, passions, dreams, aspirations, external how other people see you. For example, I want to come across as the supportive person who's wholeheartedly invested in somebody's success and I'm rooting for them. If I have a high EQ, that's exactly how other people perceive me. So moving on to self-regulation. On some level, I think we all know what self-regulation is, and you should pretty much know if this is an area that you struggle in. Now, did you get into a lot of fights? Did you get into a lot of fights as a kid, and you still be getting into a lot of arguments? Okay, I'm just asking. It's all good. I'm just asking. Okay. You know, as a grown adult, if self-regulation is something that you struggle with, then it's not just getting into fights, right? Because some of our self-regulation habits are not necessarily healthy, emotional eating and all. Okay. I'm going to get out your business. All right. Self-regulation. Again, there's no shame over here. It's your ability to manage a wide range of beautiful emotions that we experience as human beings. So if you have a high EQ, then you can manage stressful situations pretty effectively. Not perfectly, but effectively. Because again, perfection does not exist. So you can control your impulses when it comes to relationships and public settings, and you pretty much know how to express your emotions appropriately. You also take responsibility for your actions, and you act in alignment with your core values, regardless of how you're feeling. Now, come on, where are the high EQ people at with the self-regulation? Hey, that does take a lot of self-control, honey, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Okay, social awareness. Social awareness is your ability to read, understand, and respond to other people's emotions. If you have a high EQ, you are a great active listener. You're really good at empathizing with people, and it's not hard for you to understand things from the other person's point of view. So because of your ability to read and understand people's emotions, you also tend to have deeper relationships instead of surface level interactions because you're so good at communicating, girl. I see you out here. And then the final area of EQ is managing your relationships. So relationship management is all about how you understand your own emotions, plus other people's emotions in order to create an aligned relationship. So it's like your emotions plus their emotions equals aligned relationships. It's like we're marrying all the things that we talked about in the first three components of EQ, and we're bringing it together right here. If you have a high EQ, you're really good at building trust with other people because you are willing to be, here go a cuss word for some folks, vulnerable. Okay. You can build trustworthy relationships because you're willing to be vulnerable. You are reliable and you're consistent in how you show up. People know what they're going to get when they come into contact with you. They're not surprised by your actions. If you have a high EQ, you're very clear about what you want and need, and you're assertive in your communication, but you're also very respectful. So I'm not talking about the assertive that's like, No, you're literally respectful, but you are assertive and you openly express your beliefs. You can give and receive feedback. And of course, you can effectively navigate through conflict. And I keep using that word effective because, again, we're not striving for perfection here. It's about what is effective, what helps you navigate through a situation in the best possible way. Okay, so let's say that you are listening to this episode and you like, okay, so Dr. Sita, how do I actually increase my EQ? All right, I got you. But don't go writing it off like it don't matter, because some of the stuff that I'm going to tell you to do is very basic and you've probably been putting off doing it because you really don't see the power in doing it. But I want you to actually try it if you want to increase your EQ. Okay, the first thing is consistent self-reflection. Come on. You knew it was coming. Consistent self-reflection, aka processing your emotions like we talk about every week. Come on. You knew. But processing your emotions helps you to increase your self-awareness. That's the reason why it's one of the key components in therapy, because an increase in self-awareness changes the dynamics of all your relationships. Like, you might not be aware in the moment why a thing makes you feel a particular way, but the more you set aside time to reflect and get to the root of why you feel a way about a particular situation, the easier it becomes to understand why you felt the way you did in real time. So it's a thing that you have to practice to increase that self-awareness. And this, again, is one of the top tools of therapy, and it's because it matters in all aspects of your life. Now, the second way that you can increase your EQ is, again, very simple, but so many of us skip over it when we're talking. You know, if you think about the very basic question, how you doing? I'm fine. How do you feel? I'm fine. Okay, but we took fine out of our vocabulary and we go deeper. Here's the second tip. Actually name your emotions. Dive deeper when you are identifying how you feel. Go beyond the surface. Like, actually pause to consider how you feel and then sit there to comprehend what it is that you're saying. So if I feel a particular way, let's say that I feel angry, there's a lot of layers that is underneath the anger. Anger is the first thing I feel, and it's really hard for a lot of people to say that they feel angry. But anger is a normal human emotion. So you could say, I feel angry. And then if we go underneath that, I'm angry because I'm really disappointed. And then if we go underneath the disappointment, well, I'm hurt that you didn't care enough about something. So we have anger, disappointment, hurt, and the layers of vulnerability just continue to go deeper, but we can't really access it if we're unwilling to name the emotion. So actually naming your emotions helps you to increase your EQ. You could also, tip number three, make it a habit of asking for feedback from people that you trust and people that you know are wholeheartedly invested in you. So for example, if they were a bystander in a situation that happened, you could ask them how they interpreted the situation and your actions or your response to the situation. And this way you can find out if you're coming across like you think you're coming across. So again, that external self-awareness is being built up up when we're asking for feedback. Or maybe there wasn't a huge situation that happened. Maybe it's just you guys hanging out and you want to know, did I come across this way when I was with you? How did I, you know, asking questions, reflecting the feedback. And then number four, practicing controlling your impulses regularly. And we're talking about impulses across the board, like not going in for that second piece of chocolate eclair cake from Portillo's just because you have a craving. Or practicing patience instead of giving in to your road rage when that slow driver cuts in front of you and you're already late for work. Yeah. Practicing controlling your impulses so that, again, you can effectively navigate through your emotions. And tip number five, practicing active listening skills in conversations with people who are closest to you. In those same conversations, you could also challenge yourself to be open to alternative perspectives, even if you think it's weird or it doesn't make much sense by your logic. It's still a way that you can grow your EQ, and it's really important. And finally, four ways that you can use EQ to upgrade your life. Once you recognize the emotion that you feel, you can choose to do something productive about it. So sometimes some of us know exactly how we feel, but we choose to manage that emotion in an unhealthy way. I want you to upgrade yourself. Upgrade your life, upgrade yourself by choosing to do something productive about how you feel, or at the very least, choosing something that doesn't cause another problem before you can deal with the first one. So for example, if you're stressed out because your job has laid off so many people, leaving more work for you to do, and you've been swamped, you start drinking to relieve your stress at night. Only now you notice that it's been 3 months and you've had a drink or more every night. We don't want to create toxic coping mechanisms, because then when we finally do get the relief from work, now we got another issue to solve. So choose productive, healthy coping skills that move the needle forward. Like maybe you get all that aggression out by painting your emotions, since you love art. And you really immerse yourself into that process by zoning out with a specific playlist and your favorite spot to paint, something like that. Tip number two for using EQ to upgrade your life, upgrade your marriage. Actively listening to your spouse and working harder to see things from their perspective more often. This instantly upgrades your relationship because it creates empathy where you can understand where a person is coming from. And that empathy allows you to let your guard down, which in turn just makes the relationship that much more safer. Okay, the third way that you can use EQ to upgrade your life is to upgrade your client experience. Use EQ to establish an emotional connection with your customers to both determine their needs, but also to meet their needs effectively. So you could be very intentional about creating an environment where your customers or your clients feel valued and respected, like they're more than just a transaction. You can create processes that give them a sense of belonging. Like, again, they're more than just a dollar amount. They are a part of something special. You can also upgrade your parenting. Pay attention to your child's body language and respond based on the whole picture that they're communicating. So of course, children are still learning to communicate their emotions, so they might not be able to name everything that they feel. And when you pay attention to what they're communicating and their body language and what you're communicating with your body language, it increases the openness and support between you two. So for example, you could be saying, I'm here for you. You need to tell me when you feel a particular way. You could talk to me about anything. But if your arms are crossed and your eyes are rolling and your neck is going, etc., and what you're saying sounds supportive, but your body language doesn't look supportive, your kid is not going to pick up that you are a supportive, safe space. Versus if you're like, I'm here for you. You can talk to me about whatever you need to talk about. There's a softer tone. There's eye contact. My arms are not folded. I'm leaning in towards the child. So just really taking the time to increase our EQ so that you can be that much more of a person, that much more of a spouse, that much more of a leader in your field, that much more of a parent. And newsflash, having a high EQ is something that pleases God, because a lot of times the thing that strips away our EQ is our past experiences where people have hurt us and done things to us that we have yet to heal from. And so if you feel the pull, if you feel God challenging you to increase your EQ, it's probably a sign that you need to dig in that closet. Some of those hurtful experiences from the past, we need to pull it out. We need to process it, and we need to release it. Like that upgrade, we got to release the things that no longer serve us so God can heal us and increase our EQ, and we can be that much more powerful.
It's time to talk about what I've been loving. Product recommendations, shout outs to family and friends, and overall gratitude. Let's get into it.
Welcome back for another What I've Been Loving. This week, I have been loving the Lavish Haven app. And if you do not have this app on your phone, what are you doing? You need to go download this app right now. It is a free app, and it is for specifically emotional regulation and on-the-go activities that you can participate in. I'm talking guided audio sessions. I'm talking literally activities that I'm walking you through, like aromatherapy breathing. I'm talking journal prompts with a private digital journal. I'm talking about the works, honey. So I will leave the link for the Lavish Haven app in the show notes and underneath this video. If you want to increase your EQ, the Lavish Haven app is a really good way to do that. All right, that is all that I have for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share the love. Share it with your mama, share it with your auntie, share it with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you today. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.